Anxiety about the war on terror is just one of many reasons that the price of oil keeps climbing, approaching $100 per barrel. The price of oil affects just about everything that's made, transported, eaten, or sold in the United States. And this morning, NPR begins a series of reports about high oil prices. In our first report, NPR's Jim Zaroli finds the cost has not affected the economy in the way many people expected, at least not yet.
Former Fed Governor Alice Rivlin says there's a real mystery in the economy these days.
That's what is so surprising, that those of us who lived through the 1970s would never have predicted that the oil price increases of the last couple of years could have had so little effect.
Time and again, economists from Alan Greenspan on down have warned that higher oil prices are inflationary. They make it more expensive to drive, to buy an airplane ticket, and to manufacture anything from air conditioners to zippers. Then interest rates go up, borrowing becomes more difficult, and growth slows. But consider what's happened this year. Oil is up sharply just since late March.
Right now, we're above $64 a barrel. But
by the close of trading, crude hit a 10-month high in U.S. trade, settling at nearly $73 a barrel.
Crude oil prices hit $80 a barrel for the first time on record.
Crude oil touched $89 for the first
time. The oil price continues to push into record territory. It's now up over $93 a barrel. Traders in New York snapped up oil.
Despite that, the economy grew at an annual rate of 4.9% last quarter. That's been a surprise to people like Jay Bender. Bender is president of a South Dakota injection molding company. NPR interviewed him in January 2003 when oil was selling for $32 a barrel. At the time, Bender was worried that rising oil prices would make raw materials more expensive.
That's going to be a challenge, and if it does squeeze our bottom line too hard, it will have an impact on our ability to invest in capital equipment and grow our business in the future.
We contacted Bender again recently. He says raw materials have risen, which has hurt his bottom line. But
I would say probably not as much as I thought that it would. And maybe what I was forgetting or not thinking as hard about is that when these costs go up, they impact my competitors as well.
So how is the company doing now?
We're doing well. I would say it's kind of the same scenario even as 3 or 4 years ago, that our sales are continuing to increase. Our top line is good. Matter of fact, we just set a sales record in August, and then we broke it again last month in October.
Bender says he survived by becoming more efficient, fighting back against hikes in raw material prices, and passing on some increases to customers. Economist Ken Goldstein of the Conference Board says what's happened to Bender is happening across the economy. He says it may not look like it when you see all those SUVs everywhere, but the U.S. is more energy efficient than it used to be, and alternative fuels are more widely available.
When oil gets much more expensive than coal, than natural gas, than some biofuels, we're able to make that switch today. We weren't able to do that earlier.
Alice Rivlin says there's another reason the economy has survived price increases.
We don't depend on energy very much because we don't depend on manufacturing as much. Services are less energy intensive.
That being said, Ken Goldstein believes the days of relatively painless price increases are ending. A lot of things have gotten more expensive.
For example, the price of some of these sports drinks hadn't increased in 7 years. It did this summer. And precisely because the price of transporting that stuff by truck to the supermarket, to the grocery store, became more expensive to the point of where they had to go for a price increase.
Goldstein says there's always a lag between the time when oil goes up and the time its impact is felt on the economy.
This nearly $100 a barrel crude oil, that's still on the tanker. That hasn't even gotten to the refinery, let alone to the gas station on the corner.
When it does, he says gasoline could hit $4 a gallon. That's bound to be felt by consumers. Whether they stop spending will depend partly on other factors, like how well the housing industry and the job market are doing. But the past few years have shown that the economy can adjust to rising prices better than people once thought. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Later today on All Things Considered, we'll look at why oil costs nearly $100 per barrel. And you can find more on our website, npr.org.